Good morning, everybody. I'm going to talk on contribution of carbon pools in inducing soil water repellence. Soil water repellence is a natural phenomenon, generally occurs in the surface layers of sandy soils, where hydrophobic organic material accumulates as interstitial organic matter or as coexecuting on soil particles. Hydrophobic soils are widespread. It's widely reported in Australia, some parts of California, and in some other Mediterranean countries. For example, 10.2 million hectares of arable land in Australia is at risk of repellency, especially in southwest Australia. It's mainly caused by waxy organic compounds, mostly of plant origin, derived from the breakdown of organic matter. Main soil management issues in water repellent sites are actually runoff that accelerates leaching of fertilizers and ultimately contaminates the groundwater. Flooding that causes severe erosion and uneven wetting. Actually, in agricultural fields, uneven wetting is a great problem, where around 40% crop production is reduced due to patchy germination. It's reported under the higher plant species, especially eucalyptus, banksia, pinus, acacia, quercus, and citrus. Though there are reports of correlation between organic carbon and water repellency, these are now on narrow ranges or unpaired samples. Sometimes only a small proportion of variation on water repellency can be explained on these. Considering these, the study was conducted to determine how composition and level of carbon pools can better explain water repellency. We collected the samples under the four major native species of Australia, mainly Eucalyptus marginata, Banksia mangisi, Eucalyptus wandu, and Eleuchis verina fraseriana. When we collected samples from the field, it was sieved and air dried, and the sample was considered as untreated one, and the untreated soil was again winnowed in order to reduce carbon pool. For winnowing, we used an improvised technique. Suppose, for example, in the right side, the top, we see that air was blown up from the top in a flask so that light particulate organic matter was blown up and deposited in the connected flask. And the untreated sample was separated into interstitial matter as well as winnowed mineral fractions. In each treatment, dilution with acid wash sand was used as sub-treatments. And this acid wash sand was purchased from Sigma Aldrich. For soil extraction, we used sonication techniques, and for characterization of compounds, GCMS was used. As the untreated sample was separated into interstitial matter and mineral fractions, we added this interstitial matter to acid wash sand to see their effect on inducing repellency. And the loading of interstitial matter onto acid wash sand was done with THF as solvent, and the sample was dried in rotary evaporator. And when we added interstitial matter to acid wash sand, we clearly see that water droplets was form a beads onto the surface. In the left side, you see that. That means water droplet did not penetrate into the soil. When we all untreated samples of all the species was diluted with acid wash sand of all the species we have investigated, it was found that 50 to 75% addition of acid worsened, water repellency was almost disappeared, which suggests distribution of interstitial matter and coated sand grain into wider surface areas. Also, gradual reduction of carbon pole on all the species investigated. For example, we just measured the carbon, organic carbon, under Eucalyptus marginata, and we found that organic carbon content was 3.2, which was gradually reduced in Winwood sample as well. Also, in order to redistribute the compounds, we wet up the sample, and it was found that severity of repellency was dropped under all the species investigated, which suggests the mobility and rearrangement of organic compounds. Also, the decreasing rate of repellency was varied among species, which also suggests the variation of a species composition. Again, when we note the samples of untreated ones and separated them, as noted earlier, into two fractions, one interstitial matter and mineral fractions, we measured repellency on the Winwood fractions. And it was observed that 0.5 to 2 molar repellency was decreased. I forgot to tell that MED is an established method of measuring repellency. And when we figured them, percentage of acid was sand versus MED, we found that in each every species, the repellency was gradually decreased, indicating importance of compound composition and concentrations. Here, organic carbon under Eucalyptus marginata was found 2.7, whereas it was found in untreated sample around 3.2. Again, when we tried to redistribute the compounds and we wet up the fractions sample, and it was found that severity of repellency was sharply decreased in all the species investigated, which suggests rearrangement of organic compounds on mineral surfaces, as coating on soil surface is a multilayer of functionally active molecules affected by wetting and drying. It suggests that coating can affect the severity of repellency, or arrangement of molecules on soil particles is affecting the severity. As the separated, when we the separated interstitial matter was applied onto acid worsened, we saw that Winwood hydrophobic particulate matter or interstitial matter was applied on acid worsened. Soil water repellency was induced by intermixing as little as less than 5% by weight of interstitial matter to acid worsened, suggesting a slight to moderate water repellency can be caused by the presence of hydrophobic interstitial matter in a soil matrix. Here we see in the figure, in the right hand side, left one, Eleuchis verina fraserinia is breed different than other three species, indicating a species composition may have greater effect on inducing water repellency. In the later slide, we see what are the composition exists there. Actually, soil organic matter is very complex in nature, and when we characterize the compounds after extraction through sonication techniques and characterize them in GCMS, we got around 40 to 50 compounds, but based on abundance of compositions of the characterized compounds and dominance of major lipid fixtions, we selected few compounds. Among them, alcohols, ketones, ester, amides, alkane and acids were dominant under Eucalyptus marginata, whereas under Eleuchis verina fraseriana it was terpenoid, phenols, ketones, esters, amides and alkane. Here it clearly shows there are a difference of species compositions between the two species. When we compare between two treatments, untreated and winnowed one, we also see that there are a difference in carbon concentration and compound compositions, which suggest there are close relations of carbon pool with water repellency. Also, composition varied between a species and between treatments. Suppose here we see terpenoid and phenol is present in under Fraseriana, but it was absent under Marginata. That suggests composition could be a predictive factor in measuring water repellency. Also, repellency depends on conformation of molecules on the type of soil particles or as that present as a monolayer. We also characterize the interstitial matter that we separated, and we found that almost the same compound composition in the interstitial matter with their original counterparts, but they were with lower concentration, suggesting both interstitial matter and coating or monolayer on surface aggregates affect in repellency induction. Also, it indicates with the carbon pool of the samples investigated, as the amount or concentration of compounds can explain small variation in water repellency, composition may better predict water repellency. When we figured them, each of the compounds we have characterized versus their concentration, we found that compounds and their concentration varied between a species and between treatments, suggesting their close relation with carbon. Also, composition of compounds can better explain water repellency, where a small proportion of variation can be explained in water repellent sites. Here we see in different treatments, the composition and concentration varied. Especially in winnowed sample, also composition varied, but the severity of water repellency may depend on conformation of molecules on the type of soil particles, as we have evidence that on different soil particles, the arrangement or conformation is different. Even combination of compounds form different arrangement on soil particles. Thus, composition of compounds can better explain water repellency, especially long-chain fatty acids, alcohols, amides are the main organic contributors to soil hydrophobicity. And composition and concentration will able to explain greater proportion of variation among water repellent sites. And I hope on the basis of those soil properties, prediction on the susceptibility to water repellency will help to the better management of water repellent soils. Thank you very much.